There have been mixed reactions to GoFundMe's decision to shut down former Wallaby Israel Folau's fundraising page. He was trying to raise $3 million for a legal fight with Rugby Australia, which sacked him last month over a homophobic social media post. GoFundMe says it will not tolerate the promotion of discrimination and that it will return the more than $750,000 received in donations. But the Australian Christian Lobby's Martin Isles says the company has misread the public's mood.
The fact that Israel Folau would raise such a stunning quantity of money in such a short time tells of the fact that there's many people in the Australian community who feel as if Israel Folau's case is their case. They look at the intolerance that he's facing and they feel like that's their freedoms that are under threat as well.
But another former Wallaby, Peter Fitzsimmons, has welcomed the news.
What can't be ignored, however, is the thousands upon thousands of emails and tweets they would have received in protest at them supporting this. I mean, it's a victory for public opinion, for starters.
Sally Rugg is the executive director at change.org. It's a petition website. Sally, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What are your thoughts on GoFundMe's actions here pulling this down?
Oh, well, it's interesting. I mean, so GoFundMe is a private company, right? And they have a set of policies. And my understanding is that the campaign that Folau set up to raise a cool $3 million was in breach of their policy. So I think it was less about sort of like the public backlash and the public criticism to the existence of the campaign, and more that it was kind of in line with their policies. And now, like, I don't work at GoFundMe, but I do work at a sort of similar-ish platform where anybody can come to change.org, anybody can start a petition. But I mean, you could go to change.org right now. And so we had a huge, huge campaign that sprung up over the weekend asking GoFundMe to take down this fundraising campaign. It's got close to 100,000 signatures. But there's also, you know, probably about a dozen petitions on there supporting Israel Folau. And we leave those ones up.
That's interesting. So there's petitions that support him, but you don't censor them.
No, we have policies on change.org that look at things like hate speech and bullying and defamation. But in terms of people, you know, people can express the view that they think Israel Folau should get his job back, or people can express the view that they think that GoFundMe should leave up the campaign, as long as they're not, you know, repeating any horrible words or anything like that.
Of course, some people are claiming, including the ACL there, that GoFundMe has essentially stifled free speech by closing Israel Folau's campaign. Do they have some point there? I mean, you know, he's there raising money. This is people who clearly want to support him. He started it. He was running. And now they've changed their position after the fact.
Do you know, I never thought I would say these words, but I think I might a little bit agree with what Martin Isles was saying just before. He said something to the effect of, like, you know, the reaction on this donation page shows how many people care. And I suppose he's right. I mean, I look at the petitions on change.org and there are a few supporting Israel Folau, like they exist. They have sort of like several signatures. But the one opposing Israel Folau is massive. So, I mean, he's not wrong that people tend to sort of vote with their clicks in terms of how they feel. But I think, again, GoFundMe isn't a, you know, this is not a publicly owned platform. They're a private company. They can do whatever they want. So I don't think they have an obligation to sort of to say, oh, lots of people are donating to this, so we'll let it breach our policies.
And it's important to declare to our listeners that you were a prominent Yes campaigner in the same-sex marriage campaign. You're very much on a different side of this political debate, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I have my own personal view about Israel Folau expressing those comments, and I've written about them in The Guardian, and I'm going on Q&A tonight to chat about them a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, I can hold my personal views and still see that people are allowed to petition to the contrary to those, and I'm not going to take them off change.org.
How often would a company choose to intervene in a fundraising campaign like this?
Well, I mean, I can't really comment for GoFundMe. I'm not sure.
But you wouldn't. Unless it was in a very narrow kind of framework, right?
I mean, I, as the executive of change.org, I just enforce change.org policy. So, We don't have a policy against raising money for a legal defence of this nature, whereas GoFundMe does.
Mm. So ultimately, though, there has been a blunder, though, at the very level of allowing it to go on for a couple of days and then discovering your policy, right?
I mean, I don't work at GoFundMe, but I really do sympathise with having a very small team. And so I imagine it's the case that they had a small team and they were trying to figure out what to do over the weekend. I'm not sure.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Sally Brugg is Executive Director at Change.org. And Israel Folau says he's very disappointed with GoFundMe's decision to take down his page. In a statement, Folau says his campaign was in line with GoFundMe's terms and conditions, as well as all relevant rules and regulations.